Hello, and welcome to The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast series on audiology. We've chosen the topic of family-centered care for our first podcast series because we're convinced that family-centered care has a lot of potential for bringing hearing care to the next level. This established approach in healthcare recognizes the vital role that families play in treatment and rehabilitation. And specifically in audiology, we've seen it increase treatment adherence rates and hearing aid user satisfaction. Early on, we decided to convene an expert panel to develop a position paper that would offer hearing care professionals guidance and support them in implementing the family-centered care approach in their clinical practice. For our podcast series, we've sat down with a number of members of our FCC expert panel who are happy to share their insights, practical tips, and learnings with us. Today, I am delighted to have Louise Hickson from University of Queensland here with me. Louise chairs our family-centered care expert panel and has been very involved in numerous research projects on the inclusion of the family in hearing healthcare. I'm really looking forward to hearing what she can tell us about her research findings and, of course, how we can apply them in clinical practice. Hello, Louise.
Thank you, Christine. It's wonderful to be here.
Louise, how did you first become familiar with family-centered care, and how did you recognize its potential in hearing healthcare?
About 5 or 6 years ago, we conducted a major study in Australia to find out what drives people to seek help for their hearing loss, and also what makes them successful once they do decide to try a hearing aid. And it was quite a large study, very important in our context in Australia and around the world. And our results showed some really novel findings around family. We looked at all the usual things that might cause people to seek help, like the degree of their hearing loss and their attitudes towards hearing aids, those kinds of things that we already knew had some importance. But the novel thing that we really looked at was the role of the family. And we found that family support was critical for people seeking help in the first place, coming along to see an audiologist in the first place. And then once they did see an audiologist, it was critical to their success with the hearing aid. So like you said in the introduction, treatment adherence once they decide to do something. So that was quite a new finding. It seems obvious now, but it wasn't then. And that led us down the track of, well, what is family-centered care? How do we engage with family? Because we must. It's so important.
Louise, since identifying the importance of involving the family in the clinical process, you've conducted even more research on family-centered care over the last years. Do you have any additional findings that you've uncovered after that key initial learning?
What we did after sort of exposing the fact that family was so critical was we started to look at it in more detail in terms of what do the family think about how they should be involved? What do the people with hearing loss think about having their family involved? And what do audiologists think about it? So our research has really gone into the how to actually engage with family. And that following on from that research, what we've found is that people with hearing loss are generally super keen to have their family there and would like them included. The family themselves are a little unsure of their role, but happy to help, happy to be included. And the audiologists are, there's some mixed feelings there. There's some people saying, oh yes, of course we should have them along. But there's also some reluctance and some concern about it all getting a bit complicated if I have the family there. So our next stage of research at the moment is to see how we can help people with hearing loss, their family and audiologists to know how to do it better, how to have real family-centered care.
When you talk about involving the family, there can be some hesitation from the audiologists you mentioned. And in that joint decision-making is so much a key aspect of family-centered care. How do you help to remove this barrier for the hearing care professional to allow the family to be involved in that conversation?
I think we really do need to break down some barriers there. I think the main concern is coming from the audiologist rather than from the people with hearing loss or their families. And engaging in joint decision making can be a little bit challenging, but our suggestion around that is to structure it in a friendly way. So what I mean by that is, for audiologists to ask the person with hearing loss about their difficulties with their hearing in everyday life, but then make sure that they also let the family know that they will have a turn in the conversation. So at the beginning of a clinical appointment, for example, we suggest that the clinician say to the person with hearing loss, "I'm going to find out about your hearing and communication difficulties first." And then, with the family member who's there, say to them, "And then we'll come to you and you'll have your turn." That simple act of letting the family know that they will have a turn means that they understand from the beginning that they're part of the shared decision-making process, and they also then don't interrupt because they know they're going to get a turn. And this is really the audiologist's big concern, is that the family is going to keep interrupting. And we've seen that in our research. If you don't tell them they're going to get a turn, then they will keep doing that, and then the appointment can potentially go a bit longer. So what audiologists need to do is to really make sure they let the family know that they'll have a turn. And even when it comes to discussing hearing aids, you should say, "I'm going to describe these to both of you and answer both of your questions," you know, not just the person with hearing loss. So it's about letting them know they're going to be included in shared decision making. And if you do that from the start, it works well. I just hope audiologists will embrace this idea, and it will run more smoothly than they think it will if they try those simple steps.
When you break it down like that, Louise, it just does not sound that complicated for us. One prevailing myth about family-centered care is that many patients don't want a family member in the room. Is that really true?
It's not really true. I think people remember the one case where someone said, no, I don't want them to come in. When we survey people with hearing loss, they're very willing for their family to be in the room, okay, the vast majority. So there might be a small number who don't want their family in the room. And sometimes you'll see that happen in the waiting room. So you'll go out and say, "Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, please come in." And the person with hearing loss will say, "Oh, no, they don't need to come in. They shouldn't come in." My suggestion then is to bring in the person with hearing loss, and then once you're inside in the clinic, talk to them about that, about why it would be important for their family to come in and what the reservations are around. So they might say, "Oh, it's none of their business," or but I think if you have a conversation around it, you might then be able to go back out to the waiting room and bring the family member in. Everyone just needs to understand why they're there. And so you have a chance to talk to the person with hearing loss about that, and then you can invite the family member in. But just remember, the research does show that they do want them in the room. So it's your job to try and facilitate that and to get it to happen.
Your research is really compelling that this is the right thing to do, and that it's not so complicated to modify our clinical practice to be more family-centered. When we think about the clinical application of family-centered care for somebody who has listened to this and now really wants to incorporate this into their daily practice, what tips would you share with an audiologist?
One of the barriers that we've noticed in Australia, and I don't know if it's the same in the States, is that family are not attending many appointments. So it's 30% of appointments or less they're actually coming to the clinic. So my first tip is that you have to get family in the room. And to do that, you need to make your whole practice family-centered. Think about how you welcome family. Think about how people are invited to appointments. And if you ask them to bring someone with them, and explain why you've asked them to bring someone with them. And in your office, do you have pictures of family around the room? Is it not pictures of ears or other things? Yeah. Is it family friendly? So my big tip is to get started. You have to get the family to come along. And talk to everyone in your practice about how family are valued. They're not just the driver of the person to the clinic, or they're not just an extra add-on or a complication. They're your clients, they're your patients as well. So I think the first step is that cultural change to value family. And if you think about your own life and your own family, if you ask anyone pretty much what's most important in their life, it's their family. And hearing affects communication, so it affects your relationship with your family. So that's the message that we need to get across to everyone, to the audiologists, people with hearing loss, the family as well. And if they understand that, then they will value it and they'll find a way forward.
Family-centered care makes so much sense. And what I'm hearing from you is that it's not something that the audiologist in the practice can truly implement alone, but that everybody in the practice really needs to understand the importance of this and what their role is in making that whole practice family-centered.
Yeah, they do. We've actually done a little bit more research on this by interviewing front of house staff in a chain of clinics in Australia. And there was a barrier with the front of house staff. They'd been told they needed to ask family to come in, but they didn't understand why. They found it difficult if the family member said, oh, why do I need to come? That stresses the importance of making your whole clinic family-centred. It sounds simple, but it's a little bit more than that, and it takes a change of thinking and a change of behaviour pretty much every day in the clinic.
Change management is behind a lot of things that we do in this field.
Sure is.
Louise, these are fantastic insights, and I think it's so exciting that you have brought family-centered care into this field, and clearly the evidence is extremely compelling that this is the direction that we need to go if we really want to maximize outcomes for people with hearing loss. So thank you so much for being here today and diving into this topic with us. If you would like to learn more about family-centered care and Louise's research, please visit www.phonak.com/FCC. And thank you all for listening today.